We would like to welcome you back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I am Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I am Darren Howlett. Thank you for joining us on our ongoing culinary exploration of the food culture of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island.
We are here to interview the people that make our food, showcase their talent, skill, and passion.
Our goal is to talk to as many farmers, chefs, and food producers to tell their story.
And have a little fun. All right, Darren, how's it going?
Great. How are you, John?
Not too bad. Survived the Canada Day long weekend, and here we are sitting down again and just sort of reflecting on a few things.
Yeah. I know. When we had talked about a guest today, it just seemed like we had too much to talk about in our areas, all the things that we're doing, that we might edge out a guest and overlook their needs and their what they might have to say. So here we are doing another sort of episode about Edible Valley.
Exactly. Sort of reflecting on a few things that we've been working on over the last little while.
Right.
And I think our biggest thing is doing some video work.
Yeah, that's been the big change for us. I know not many people have seen much as of yet, but there's a lot in the works and a lot that we've already done work on, and a lot that people are going to see soon, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we sort of thought about. It'd be great just to sort of give a little, maybe pump it up and get people maybe a little excited about what we're sort of working on and what we want to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the future. It was kind of neat that we got an article about Edible Valley in Focus magazine, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, that was that came out of left field. I wasn't expecting that, but that was fun nonetheless. And the article turned out fairly fantastic, I thought.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So
yeah,
we invited Kendra, the writer. She came down here and got to experience actually our cooking show that we're working on right now.
Right. So. The same cooking show that hopefully you out there listening are going to get to see.
Yeah. So I guess we can just talk a little bit about what the show's going to, what we want to do out of the show and why we're putting a cooking show together when we're just used to doing talk.
Yeah. Maybe we can tell everybody too how it just started. It was... And being here in studio live, and James, our wonderful sound guy, recording guy, editor, producer, James is everything. He had all these cameras set up, right?
And
then he just started turning them on while we were doing these podcasts, just for our own in-house reference, and it got our wheels turning. And we just thought, hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What can we do with this stuff?
Yeah.
So, and I think it was a camera that was from... the ceiling down.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my excitement began, because I'm like, that's a cool shot just to be able to see what's on the table and what's going on right there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and there was the genesis of what will be, I guess we're calling it a cooking show or a video series, or I don't know if we've got a definite name for it yet.
We're working on something.
Yeah.
It'll be a video online video series cooking show.
Yeah, and just so if you're at all interested in checking it out, they'll be up soon, some of the episodes. But it's just us going through, walking through local ingredients and assembling a few dishes. And not necessarily focus on recipes, although those will be there for you if you like. But more just talking about the food and different things you can do with it, how to become more comfortable cooking with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Throw in a few cooking techniques and tips and
and
showcase some really neat products, right?
So yeah, absolutely.
Maybe
showcasing the valley.
Exactly. And put a little spin on some traditional dishes maybe.
So, yes.
I guess we could talk a little bit about our first episode.
Sure.
Be up soon. We did albacore tuna.
Right.
Which was we had a nice Cajun sear, which I was lucky enough to convince... Clever Crow to make up a Cajun spice for us.
Yeah.
Just to make life a little bit easier for me and, and cut down on some of the time. So they, Leah put together this beautiful spice blend for us, which was perfect.
Absolutely. And there, right there is, I know, a fantastic example of just being connected with the people around you that are producing food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were just able to turn to Leah, who's a local spice provider and seasonings provider, and just say, hey, can you do a little something special for us? And, you know, within a minute or whatever it was, minutes, she pretty much had had in her mind what she was going to do for us. And
yeah, I think we made the phone call at your kitchen table and chatted for about 5 minutes, and she had something there by the time I left. So
I know, it was fantastic. And then, I called up a friend of ours, both of ours, Tony Dunn, who has the Doghouse.
The Doghouse studio. Yeah,
her yoga studio. And she does all these fantastic all-day retreats, yoga retreats that she provides three-course meals or three courses for. Fantastic. All stuff grown out of her garden. So I called her up and we got to raid her garden for the salad that we put together that day.
And that's where we came up with the kale Caesar salad. Yeah. So we put a little... took some fresh kale and got some, made a nice Caesar salad dressing. So
yeah, exactly. So you should check it out. This is the kind of stuff that we're going to be doing on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's our goal. I think Abuelo, we're going to get their tortillas and do some stuff with their.
Right.
With that.
I almost forgot about that. Yeah, that's the next one coming up. We're doing three courses with Abuelo tortillas. We're going to do a couple of fun things in between too.
Yeah, I think you're going to play around with some drink specials.
I'm going to dust off my old 10 years of bartending that I haven't done for 5 years now, but I'm going to dust off some of those skills and do some things that go well with her, do some drink pairings.
Yeah, and so I think what we'll do is we'll take those and break them into short little episodes so people can sort of do a dish at a time and see how they like it and maybe give them some inspiration to try different things. So.
Right. And I think, too, we would love to get your feedback. I think that's why we're wanting to talk to everybody right now before they're even seeing them. We would love to keep going with it. We're having a lot of fun with it. But we also want to know what everybody else thinks and what they would like to see. So if you watch the episodes, please let us know just what you would like to see. Maybe you have some menu suggestions. Or maybe you felt that you'd like to see us do something a little bit more or a little bit less. We'd love to hear it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so one of the exciting things we were talking about doing with this is actually having a tasting to go along with the recipes. So we can come in and actually film the cooking with an audience here. And they can all have samples of the dishes. And I think it would almost turn into, because it'd be a bit more intimate.
Right.
We'd probably have maybe 20 guests here.
Yeah.
And then actually give them an actual... full substantial meal, I think, out of the whole deal.
Right. Yeah. So now you can become part of Edible Valley, or what, instead of just hearing us talk about things, you can actually watch us and then taste what we're making. I think that's the natural next step is getting a live audience in here all the time.
And playing around with that. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Help us fund it a little bit, I think, is
that's
one of the
true.
Other
that's the next part is we are hoping. I mean, we've been really reluctant to talk about it on air or anywhere, but the truth of the matter is we're 50 something episodes in. What is this? 50?
Well, we're just arguing about this. I think we're at 55.
55. Yeah. 55 episodes in, a couple of video shoots in, and it's everything up until now has been out of pocket. So we're hoping to find ways to just make a little bit, even just a little bit to offset the overall expense.
Yeah.
We're looking for support, of course, but that's part and parcel of what we're doing with the little cooking demonstrations. The tastings is hopefully get a little donation there and it'll help us keep going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I love cooking and I love being up here on stage doing it. So
yeah.
So it's kind of a unique kitchen, actually, for working up here because we are very limited in our equipment.
It is.
And so we're kind of working on that.
But
so.
I always find that that's fun. Like, I think it's great when you're completely limited. You can only do two or three things.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you pull it off? How do you pull that off? I think that people don't realize that you're basically only able to fry, saute, or sear.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what you're limited to, so... everything is revolving around those steps.
And that's pretty much how the menu came together, because I don't think I actually even finished this. So we did a Cajun seared albacore tuna, which we beautifully seared off in a frying pan on my one burner butane stove. And then I did a little aioli with that. So we actually roasted a red pepper right over the flame just to get those rich flavors out. And from that, blended it on stage with a hand blender, mixed it up real well. And that became our lovely aioli.
Right.
Which is basically a garlic mayonnaise.
Right, yeah.
And from that, we had our kale, which we were talking about, and I did some polenta.
Yeah, that was the step that put it above and beyond for me. When you took the polenta, let it set, cubed it, and then gave it a quick little fry.
Just to give it that little crispy texture?
Oh, my goodness. That was that's when it went from a great little tuna kale salad to being the greatest tuna kale salad I've ever had.
Yeah. And, I mean, a part of that was just looking at, you know, I went gluten-free on that, which is, you know, one thing that we like to show different options of different ways of preparing foods. And
absolutely.
and doing different fun things. So,
yeah. So, yeah, that's what we've been up to as far as what's coming up. I think that we'll probably be doing a podcast or two coming up. We've got Blaine coming back. Blaine, the previous host.
Exactly.
He's going to be coming back and sitting down with us.
We're going to talk about what he's been up to with his paleo.
That's fantastic. And then as you were talking about the tortillas, we've got the local tortilla maker from Abuelo.
Abuelo, definitely. They're going to sit down and tell us about corn tortillas.
Corn tortillas, which we'll be putting to great use. So we've got some great episodes coming up. There's some other things.
There's a few more farmers we want to definitely get in here and get chatting with. And we definitely have some friends opening restaurants, and there's a few places opening up. So we're hoping to get them in here and chat with them. So,
yeah, I forgot all about that. We've got maybe we can convince Chef Aaron Rail to come in and
we can get
down.
Him back in now that he's left Avenue.
And he's gone off on his own venture, White Whale.
The White Whale, exactly. So that's some interesting stuff happening around.
Yeah.
As for town, you know, the Music Fest is coming up.
Right. We got Music Fest just around the corner as we record this. That's always a great boon for the town.
It's amazing how many people come into town for that one event. I know. And it's a pretty happening.
It's a pretty crazy weekend.
I'm always fearful of the Monday afterwards.
I know. I've heard horror stories of everyone in town. The Monday, everybody's scrambling to get out of town, but they want to stop off and
get one last shot at Eggs Benedict at the Atlas Cafe. And so I think my first 3 years at the Atlas, I got called in on my day off.
Right.
Because it was that ridiculous.
That ridiculous. And then, so then we got that. And then we're already talking quite a bit in the future. We've got you and I are looking forward to Flavor coming up in September.
Big Flavor event.
September seems so long away, but it's not. It's right around the corner.
I just woke up the other morning and went, oh my God, I haven't done my food safety plan for Flavor yet. And I'm like, oh, it's 2 months away, but I'm going to get on that quick. So I've got an idea. I'm not letting anyone know what it is yet, but
fantastic.
I'm still sourcing some stuff for it. So
good. Yeah, I know. That's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, tickets sold out in 1,000 tickets sold out in 2 hours? That's
2.5 hours or something.
Unheard of for just a little local food event.
And it wasn't big batch buys either. Yeah. Like the Welcome to Comox Valley group, I think they bought one of the biggest group, and I think they bought 60 tickets to newcomers to the Comox Valley.
Wow.
And so most of them were just individuals online.
That's amazing.
And they said they just watched the counter go.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Sold, so. That's one of those little food events that obviously our bread and butter. It's exactly what we talk about in these episodes. And that's sort of one of those culminations of everybody doing exactly what we're talking about, just sharing the local food in amazing ways. I can't wait for it. So that's going to be fantastic. And I'm hoping to do at least a full episode on that, if not maybe a pre-episode and an episode after.
Yeah, it would be even nice to maybe do an episode there.
Oh my goodness, now
get some people
crazy
in and talk, and we'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
We'll see how time allows.
Yeah. All right. So I think we've pretty much covered everything we were hoping to talk about today. Just let you know, like, we're really excited about where things are going and really excited about the few things that we've been up to. And can't wait to get you, the listener, to participate and hear your feedback, hear what you think of everything, and especially once you watch the videos. We'd love to hear what you think about that.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have those up soon, and we're welcome to come and watch and give us some feedback. So
yeah, all right. Well, I will guess we'll sit back down in a week or two with probably Blaine.
We'll have a few more episodes coming up, hopefully more on a regular basis, so we can keep this going.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You've been listening to us at the Studio Live in Cumberland, BC. We graciously accept donations to help with the operating costs of the podcast or local ingredients to create new dishes in the Edible Valley Test Kitchen. Check out our website at ediblevalley.com.
And like us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed at Edible Valley. Email us with your questions and comments at ediblevalley@gmail.com. We would love to hear your suggestions for guests or what you'd like to hear on our show. And don't hesitate to send Sean your cooking questions or pick our brains for local food information. Remember,
keep it local.